Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello babies, it's me Lou Sanders and welcome to Cuddle Club, a cuddle podcast. Yes, please. But it's just about relationships and stuff. You should know by now, we're on episode 100,000, so something like this. This week, I'm speaking to Jen Brister, a writer, a comedian, and a friend. She's absolutely brilliant. Let's just get into the chat and I'll tell you where you can find her afterwards. Hello Jen, how are you baby?
I'm okay. How are you? I'm. Are you feeling okay? Are you okay?
Are you feeling okay?
Are you feeling
what
okay?
What an opener. Are you? I'm having a look at you now, and are you sure you're okay? That's what you're saying to me.
I'm looking at me now, thinking, am I sure I'm okay? I look absolutely horrific today, but I've not really. I've made no effort for you, Lou. I've not put any sort of foundation on. I haven't even put gel in my hair or any sort of, not, I don't know, I put gel, but some wax. It's
where
really.
When did we lose the magic?
Oh my God, I think I lost some magic about 4.5 years ago. But with you just recently, only recently, I always normally, if I think I'm going to see Lou today, bang, the magic's on, a little bit of glitter, a little bit of hair gel, a little bit of,
yeah.
A little bit of lippy, actually.
Is it?
Well,
you'll
you
notice
look great.
You'll notice that I look great. You'll notice
you
that I'm
look
still
great.
Trying to impress. You'll notice that I've got lipstick on for you. No, I've just been to Runner's World and I very much put the lipstick on for Runner's World.
Sorry, what?
Big shout out to Runner's World. I think they're not actually called that, so not
That's
very
okay.
good shout out.
Well, it's not a very good shout out there.
No, it's terrible. In Camden, there's a running shop. You know, yes, I'm a runner now. Guilty as charged.
I cannot imagine that. Do you genuinely, is that a thing? You're now running?
I'm a
okay.
runner, yeah.
That's great. I think that's brilliant. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Should we say jogger? Because I think that's more accurate. I think we'll say jogger.
I was envisaging jogging, actually. When I said running, at no point did I think you were actually running.
No. It's more of a light jog up the hill. It feels like I'm dragging a dead carcass, mine, around. Anyway, this podcast isn't called Running Club, is it?
No, it's not. It's not called Running Club, but I was just intrigued about running because that, to me, sounds the most miserable form of staying fit that I can
sort
possibly
of love
imagine.
It. I sort of love it after it's done, you know.
But oh, okay. What,
like
a couple of days after? Cleaning your flat, sure.
Yeah. You sit back and you think, yeah, I am in the best shape of my life, you know.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. Cuddling, yes. Fan? Into it?
Oh, I'm into it, yeah. I mean, but not with everybody. But
yes.
I do like a cuddle, but I'm not like, I'll just give you a cuddle. I'm like, no.
I saw one of your shows about your childhood and your mum seems quite spicy but fun.
She's spicy, but fun. When we were kids, she was super fun, definitely. Yeah,
that's
lots
nice.
Of fun and a real really good cuddler.
Is it? So that was may I ask about Papa?
Papa was a good cuddler. Yeah, I think he was always open to a cuddle. Papa,
really?
Yeah.
Still on the scene.
He's not on the scene.
Not as such.
He's very much on the periphery of my scene.
Yeah.
But when we were little, he was a good cuddler. Yeah, I would say so. And my mum always gave the best cuddles. And I think when you're a child, good cuddling, you want a boob. Do you know what I mean?
Do you?
You want a big set of boobs.
One or two.
If you've only got one, you can nestle into one. I mean, I don't want to disparage anyone with the one boob, but certainly two is, there's more to tuck into, isn't there?
It's like, do I want two puddings or one? I'll take two, but I'll also take one. I'll take three.
I'll take whatever's on offer. Three might be too much, actually.
A milky
pudding.
The same
with boobs.
That's what I call my breasts, milky puddings. One milky pudding or two for you today, sir.
I like to call mine pita breads because that's what happens when you hit year 40s.
You didn't even have the children. That sucks.
No, I didn't. And yet still liked two little empty socks. But anyway, there we are.
Did you ever try wet nursing because you didn't have to?
You know what? Genuinely, a friend of Chloe's actually suggested that. She said, did you know that even though you're not the biological mum, you can breastfeed your children if you start pumping your breasts six weeks before your children are born, you can train your body to think that it needs to produce milk. And I said, do you know what? I'm not going to do that. And I didn't.
But think, you live in Brighton. Think of all the yogurt you could have made.
I mean, only that's true. And what's that other stuff that people are so obsessed with at the moment that begins with K? What is it called? I want to say kefir, but is that right?
Not from the, oh yeah. Kombucha.
All right. What is kombucha?
Oh, does I used to make from, it.
What is it?
I'm part of the problem. It's like you get tea and then sugar and then it ferments. You get a scooby, which is like a living organism. Get it from a friend who's also making kombucha. It's not hard.
Okay.
If you're in the right community. And they can buy it, actually. You can buy it from Amazon, to be fair. And then it just sort of brews itself, but you have to kind of keep an eye on the levels because it can go too vinegary or too sugary I tried again and there were a lot of flies in it, so I abandoned it all. But
I'm not going to try your kombucha then.
No, but it's very good if you've got like stomach-ish digestion issues, it's really good for you.
Oh, right.
Obviously, I don't have Yakult now because I'm a runner. Yeah. A bit better, but I think probably better than Yakult.
Okay, but runners don't get bad tummies or something.
Well, you know, I said at the start of the podcast, I'll say it in the middle and I'll say it at the end. I'm in the prime of my life. So, you know.
I mean, I don't think I can argue with that point. I think you're right.
Yeah. Halfway through your life is the prime, isn't it? It's like,
listen, I'm over half now, I think, and I feel very much I've hit the prime. And I genuinely mean that. I think I am at my prime. I mean, physically, almost certainly not. But in every other conceivable way, definitely hit my stride now.
I love that. What a message.
It is. If for anyone that's not in their 40s, which I imagine is 99.9% of the people listening to this podcast, can I just say, when you hit them, it's a revelation. And not to be, when people go, I'm going to be 40, I'm so depressed. Don't be depressed. It's a great decade so far.
You pick up your disparaging.
You pick up your boobs. You roll them into your bra and you live your best life, okay?
Oh, I don't like on Twitter all those comics who are like 23 going, oh my God, I'm so old. I just think,
well, they can just do one.
Yeah,
I'm 27, I can't believe it, I'm so old. Literally, if you've got 20 prefixed in any number, go fuck yourself, shut up.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to tweet, God, I can't believe I'm so young. My whole life ahead of me. What college grad course should I do?
PA should I do?
Yeah. Would you rather... I did have a 69 the other day and
I'm
that
sorry,
made me feel...
What?
A 69.
You went for a 69?
I had a 69.
Oh, you had a 69?
Yeah.
That's quite different from a cuddle though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different from a cuddle, but also it does make you reminisce about, you know, the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
it's
so
a retro
true.
Move, isn't it? It's such
no
a retro
one's
move.
Doing 69s now. It's no, too much. Feel... It's like you get down, you're upside down and your back's up front, and you think, there's an easier way of doing this. Yeah. Just take it in turns.
Take it in turns. Oh, okay. If you want us both to go at the same time, I suppose. It's over quicker. less enjoyable, but
less enjoyable. Anyway, go on.
It was actually quite far. I'm not really drawn to them, but actually it was like, oh, okay. Novel. Maybe it made me reminisce about my youth, but
I feel like
am I 16 or 36 here? You know what I mean?
Neither. Either way, it's nice to reminisce, I think, isn't it? And yeah. sometimes it's a bit like when you hear a piece of music or you smell something, you think, oh, that really reminds me of a time. And I think actually having someone's wang in your face can really go, yes. Oh, that reminds me of being in my 20s. There we go.
Yes.
Whilst also somebody.
Because how many wangs, have you had quite a few wangs in your face?
I've had Question a couple. Four. And I have to say, I wasn't committed to it, and to it just wasn't my thing. I mean, I mean, if you're in front of someone's genitals and you're praying for a surgical mask, it's probably an indication that those genitals aren't for you.
They're not for you. Yeah. They're all beautiful in their own way, but they're not
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
Whereas me, I absolutely love a wang.
Great.
And that's me. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it's but also. When you get the wang in your face, you're like, well, I know what to do with it. I know how to play with it. I know how to give this wang a good time. Whereas I'd be like, I don't know, should I chew it? I'm not sure what to do with it. So
bite it. Yeah.
Bite it, slap it. Just duff it up. And apparently that's not a great technique.
Also, could we get a jingle about when was the last 69 you had? That could be an extra bonus question in the Cuddle Club.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when my last 69 was. Gosh, that's a while back.
But you can have a 69 any damn day, you know?
I mean, literally, that's all we do is we're constantly scissoring and 69ering.
Well, I just mean 69 isn't, there's so many things that are heteronormative, like the present I'm going to give you at the end of this podcast.
I can't wait.
Too heteronormative. But a 69 really cuts across all the sexualities.
It does transcend all sexualities. Genders, and I think you
Races,
can, anyone
creeds.
Can indulge in a 69, absolutely. Whereas I think there's certain things like the wheelbarrow, that's something that maybe lesbians wouldn't get involved with. What's the other one? I mean, doggy style,
the cowgirl, doggy style's not as well. You've got a dog on.
Oh, that's your hoppet. Well, you could do that actually with a strap on, maybe. Mm. Is this too much? I feel like this might be too much.
Well, it's not. I'm going to get back to the script actually, because this is giving.
Oh, let's do that.
The audience, what will they want to hear? I'm sure, but we will get back to the script now, and then there's something for everyone.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
What's your language of love? Would you rather go out with someone who got you loads of presents, or was really affectionate, or told you you were wonderful, that kind of thing?
I'm not really that fussed about presents, so I guess I genuinely would like someone who's just very present, affectionate, and was good.
Deeds, good deeds.
Good deeds, stuff like that. Yeah, kind. Rather than, I've been a bit of a shit, but I bought you this. Because, do you know what? I'm a woman of the 21st century. I can buy my own shit.
Love
fact.
That. I love
need
that.
It.
Can you though? Because all the gigs have gone.
not always. No, it's actually quite handy when my partner says, "I bought you these trousers because you couldn't afford them." I'm like, thank you. I love you. I mean, before when I had a job, I mean, obviously, I was like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and trousers every
I'm
day
like,
of the week.
Woman.
Yeah.
Now
you
like,
only you only take trousers off to 69, and that's exactly. You're a modern woman.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even bother. I'm like, you take them down.
Yeah. Hey.
All the numbers relate to your soul. Could be good or you could be foul.
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 Are you good at cuddles? Scale of 1 to 10, would you say?
I am good at cuddles. Mm. I have been told by, ex-partners that I was the most affectionate person they've been with.
That's nice. I do give
a good cuddle. And... on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give myself, I'm going to say an 8, maybe
That's
even
fine.
On occasion a 9.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't go so far as a 10 because I think 10 is extreme. That's extreme cuddle town.
I think back yourself on I think it's a 9. I'm hearing 9.
Are you hearing 9?
I'm reading between the lines and I'm hearing 9.
Yeah, I think I was, do you know what? As I was saying eight, I was like, Jen, you're a nine.
You're not an eight.
Stop pretending that you're an eight, you know? Just to make yourself, just some sort of humble brag in there. I'm an eight. Yeah. And then I was actually waiting for you to go, Jen, you're a nine.
I do think women hold themselves back and they,
I know.
You know, they don't say, what you're a nine. You're screaming. To me, you're screaming nine and we all know it.
Exactly. If I was a male comedian, I would have gone straight in at nine, wouldn't I? I wouldn't have
nine
gone,
and a half.
I think I'm an eight. Yeah.
Nine point nine. Can I change the subject and say behind you, you've got an Eddie Vedder poster, and I love Eddie Vedder.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Eddie Vedder. He's behind your head. Right behind your head.
Oh,
it's the one that says Eddie Vedder. Yeah, it says Eddie Vedder.
The one that says Eddie Vedder. Because there's an actual Eddie Vedder photograph up there because my partner loves Eddie Vedder. And actually, I think there's a little bit of her that she thinks she's in a relationship with Eddie Vedder. And every now and again, she will tell me something that he's posted or he's said that's really right on and cool. And she'll go, I just love him so much because he's doing this for the indigenous people of the blah, 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 and the people that have this awful disease. And I actually think he's a twat, so he can fuck off.
Now, is that because of jealousy? Have you seen his raw talent on stage?
I have, actually. We saw him. Oh, God. I've seen them live loads. I've seen them live, I think, once when I went to Hyde Park with Chloe about 7 or 8 years ago. And we did have tickets to see them again. I bought tickets for Chloe to see them at Hyde Park. Just summer gone, but sadly that didn't happen.
No, hang on. This is the same. I went to that Hyde Gig Park about seven Hyde years Gig ago. Park?
Oh, did you? Oh,
I love him. When I went to that, I think it was the Hyde Gig Park one. Afterwards, I just stood there just staring at the stage after they'd gone. I just stood there staring, thinking, I love him, like a teenager.
Chloe and I ended up on the shoulders of these two guys that we didn't know. And I've still got pictures of us on these random men's shoulders dancing to Pearl Jam. I think it was Yellow Ledbetter. I even remember the song.
Oh, that's one of my favourite ones.
Oh, my God, I'll get you and Chloe together.
Oh, God, I love him.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Best, weirdest, worst. One that stands out. If you can, don't worry if you can't. These are just guidelines. Okay.
Okay. So best cuddle is with my children.
Yeah, love that.
There's nothing better than a cuddle for my children. They give the best cuddles and I love them to pieces. Particularly when sometimes I cuddle them and they're like, oh, get off, you know. But when they come to you and they're like, oh, they want to give you a cuddle. There's nothing better. Best cuddle, children. Weirdest cuddle was, was my mother-in-law. We went in for a hug, or I went in for a hug and she went in to do the like kiss thing.
Yeah.
Because I tried to avoid the kiss thing because I feel like we don't know what we're doing. And as I went in for a hug, she went in to give me a double kiss and we snogged.
Oh, no.
Our lips met. And
any good?
She's great, actually. She's really good. I did say to Chloe, like, a little bit of competition there. I was mortified, and as was she, but we sort of did that very English kind of, that was, shall we, cup of tea?
Yeah.
But it was, that was really not fun times.
Yeah.
And
so awkward. So awkward kissing your mother-in-law in a way.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, when your mouth's open.
Yes.
Worst cuddle.
That wasn't the worst, though.
No, it gets worse. Worst cuddle was with an ex.
Go on. Don't say their name.
An ex-agent of mine.
Okay.
And every time we would do this hug thing, you know, which I'm okay with. It's like, a hug. But the hug would then end up with a kiss on my mouth.
Really?
Always kissed me on the mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And I sort of, this was years ago. I mean, this is going back quite a long time. at the time I just thought, oh, maybe this is just what industry people do. They kiss each other on the mouth. And then, I don't know, like a couple of years later, I was at the Christmas party and I was chatting to a friend and I was like, isn't it weird that, you know, so-and-so always kisses us on the mouth? And she was like, doesn't kiss me on the mouth. And then I was with some other people that go, nope, doesn't do that to me. And I was like, oh God. And always slightly moist, wet lip.
That's so weird.
I know. And I just thought, you know what? Actually, that's not okay. So after that, I did a lot of head dodging.
Yes. Like a pigeon in Trafalgar Square. Sort
of. Yeah, I was just doing, I was definitely, yeah. I was really moving like, you know, on Pigeon Street.
Pigeon Street. Pigeon Boxer. Yeah. I remember Pigeon Street.
That was great. You know, Long Distance Clara.
Oh my God, I loved Long Distance Clara. That was my favourite.
Long Distance Clara.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. Long Distance Clara was really ahead of her time. She was a long distance lorry driver.
I know, she was a long distance driver and she was a woman.
She was in it.
That blew our brains that a woman could do that.
Try not to get your bits in a muddle. It's now time for the Cuddle Puddle.
When have you been turned on by a cuddle when you shouldn't have? We've all done it. We've all been there.
Okay.
I sometimes get turned on having my bikini lasered, just FYI.
Oh, by who? Does it matter who it is?
No, it doesn't matter who it is. The sensation, they've got new ones that don't hurt and they're just gliding all around. So it's like, well, of course.
Oh, really? I've got to get into that. I didn't know that because before it's just like a laser going into your hair follicle and it...
Yeah, it really hurts. But this one, they're just, the phrase gliding all around.
I mean, you've sold it to me with, they put this thing and it glides all around your vajayjay. I'm like, okay, I'm happy to do that.
Turned on?
Turned on cuddle. The one that stands out was a long time ago, before I came out of the closet.
Yeah.
I worked, I had a job, sort of a summer job. In between sort of, I don't know, university or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It might even have been after university and I had like a job for a brief period of time before I fucked off or wherever I was going. And the girl that I was working with, I think I had a crush on her that I never acknowledged in my brain, but I sort of had a crush on her. And we went out for a drink. We got really drunk and then we came out and she said, I'm going to really miss you because I was going away. And she gave me this hug and I just went, oh my God, that it's, I'm having bad feelings. And that was when I thought, oh my God, such a lesbian. Just admit it to yourself. Yeah. But that cuddle.
How old were you? I was
like 19. I was 19 years old. And that cuddle really confused, not all 20 or something like that. That did really confuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it must be a bit tough actually in that, you know, the world has moved on quite a lot, but it's still tough. It must be tough because the world is so made for route one.
It is. I think it's easier now because there's lots of, I suppose there's more lesbians out and about that are visible that you can go, oh, I can sort of relate to her.
Yeah, yeah.
I can sort of relate to, but for me, it was like, I looked at Anne Widdecombe and I thought, I can't really relate to you. You're not really, I don't think you speak for me.
The pin-up girl was Widdecombe, you know. And that was
not really helping the lesbian cause, if I'm honest, in any way.
And, that's why I wanted to ask about your kids, actually. How did they come about? Your girlfriend had them. If it's not too personal, it's very personal that talking about that, isn't it?
No, well, I've written a book about it, so
fine.
It's all out in print.
And so was the love for them just like so natural, kind of overwhelming?
I think it doesn't arrive immediately. It's not that, I would say that when Chloe gave birth and they placed the little babies on her chest and she knew instinctively what to do. She just seemed to be one of those mums that kind of just went, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And the boys just latched on. I felt like there, when I watched her, she was like, she's already in love because she's been carrying them for 9 months.
Yeah,
so she's already got a bond with these babies. And then they arrive and she's like, of course I love you. Whereas I was like, oh, they are little wrinkled skinned rats. What do I do with them? So it took me, I felt very protective of them and I felt very like I wanted to get close to them. I wanted to know them. But that feeling of that I feel for them like now, which is like I would literally throw myself in front of a bus for you, that took a little while longer. Do you know what? I can't even really remember pin it down when, but Probably for me it wasn't that long, but it took a good sort of couple of months for us to get you know, and also because of sleep deprivation and all of that.
There's nothing. I think that's just as, if not more, amazing because it develops over time and that's just the way that it happens. And, of course, if you're carrying them in you, you've already got that thing because you sort of know them for 9 months or, you know, you have them in you. It's like completely different. And it's not, it's even nicer as you get to know them, you grow to love them more and more in a way. You know?
Yeah. I mean, however it happens.
Yeah, it's just different.
It's just different. And I think also even for some mums, if they have post-natal depression, it can slow, delay that bonding. But when it does happen, whenever it happens, then it is sort of, it's more love than you felt for anybody in the world.
Wow.
And that's what Chloe and I say. We love each other, but we love our children more.
Oh, that's how it's meant to be, isn't it? I think
it has otherwise to be. Until they get to teenagers, and then you're like, actually, I've sort of, you can fuck off now.
Yeah. Very nice, very cute. Actually, I think I want one. That's why I'm asking. Well, like, also because I like hearing about it, but I think I want one as well. So if Chloe can pop one out for me,
Do you know what? I think she would. I mean, there was one point she was like, "Do you know what? I so want to be pregnant again. I'd happily be a surrogate." And I was like, "You are batshit."
How was the book? Talk about the book if you don't mind.
People have said nice things about it. It's and also it's the only one of its kind. It's a memoir and it's called The Other Mother, so it's based on the first like 2 years or like the 6 months before my children are born, and or 9 months rather, when Chloe's is trying to get pregnant up until my boys are two, and it's just that our lives for that sort of 3 year period. And it's a funny memoir and it just talks about, it's just like stories. And also when Chloe was pregnant, because there wasn't a book like it, I thought, I'll write it. So that's why I wrote it.
I'll bloody do it. It's up to old Muggins here, isn't it? Take a break from listening to Eddie Vedder and write a book if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, do tell us this one. Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's gonna say me.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Can be alive or dead, actually, if you don't mind. Doesn't have to be a human.
Okay, all right. Well, obviously, I watch a lot of cartoons with my children. So I we watched The Jungle Book recently, and I just thought Mowgli has such great cuddles with Baloo.
Yes.
The bear. I thought I'd love to have a little snuggle.
Well, I would as well.
Big furry bear with a big belly.
I think I'd like to be Mowgli. I would really love to be Mowgli, that friend to the animals.
Yeah, although I'm slightly, the whole tiger thing, you know.
Well, I think friend to the animals. I keep watching videos on TikTok. Yes, because I'm in the prime of my life.
Of course you'll be on TikTok.
And I'm not on it. I just look at other people. But there's lots of men with lions and tigers, and they are, not tigers, actually, lions, and they are friends. They're friends.
Do you mean like Tiger King sort of friends?
Well, no, Lion King friends. They're like, right. Hello, mate. And then Lion comes over and you think, well, this isn't going to end well. It's bounding over to it, looking quite cross. And then in the end, it's just snuggle he wanted all along.
Oh.
Get a lion on Cuddle Club.
How I'd feel about a lion bounding towards me, even if it was like a positive, I'm really pleased to see you, I think I'd still shit the bed. I don't think I'd be able to handle that kind of affection from an animal that could kill me. But a fictional cartoon bear, I'm totally into it.
Oh, yeah. Go on, tell us this one. Yeah.
Can you remember the last cuddle you had?
Yes, I can. It was this morning. One of my sons crawled into bed with us this morning and said, can I have a cuddle? And then gave us both a big snuggle. And that was lovely.
Do they get on with each other? The twins? They're twins,
they do. They are twins, yeah. They do get on. They get on really well.
They identical?
No, they don't look anything like each other. Like, they actually don't even look like they're the same age because one of them is significantly smaller. So people are like, oh, how old is this one and how old is that one? And I'm like, oh, they're the same age. And they're like, what?
The smaller one is the one that you were breastfeeding. The
smaller one is still being breastfed.
By you. That's okay, why it didn't work.
Yeah, that's why he's so small. He's just got a little empty sock to suckle on.
Okay, well, can I just say you've done ever so well.
Have I? It's so good to know.
So it's the end of the podcast, and what we do now is we hug each other and we see if we can feel it. So, straight in. Thank you.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, I did actually. Do you know what I love about that? No nonsense, straight in. Oh, I love yeah. that. That's but never actually, been done before.
I didn't have really have your consent, so that was a non-consensual hug.
Come on. We're friends, and I could always say, what the hell are you doing? But what I did is I lent into that big time. I love that.
Okay,
that's never that's never been done before. You just took ownership of that.
Great.
I think that's what I'm looking for, actually, in a partner.
It's somebody that takes control.
Yeah. Come here, you.
Yeah, just comes in. It was because we were talking about Baloo.
Yeah.
And I thought, what would Baloo do? He wouldn't wait for Mowgli to come over. He'd just pick him up
get
and
in
snuggle.
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He knows the parameters of the relationship. Malcolm wants to just get in there. Okay, now I'm going to come. You close your eyes and I'm just going to come into you and give you a big old, okay, I'm coming in.
Is it?
It's like a nutcracker.
Are you in?
It's very tight. Yeah, I'm in. I'm
squeezing you in?
Tight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm squeezing you tight.
That's really lovely.
A little kiss.
Oh, there's a little kiss as well. Oh, just on the cheek. Oh.
Just on the cheek. A little hand on the back of the head. There's two for me. It's too much.
Too much.
And now I go because I've overstepped the mark. So okay. I'm off
cool.
now. I'm off.
Actually, do you know what? But it didn't make me feel like awkward. I didn't at all feel like get off. That was a very positive experience. Thank you.
I love that. Well, what you've won isn't usually... Usually I give people a lucky dong bag. It's a condom with me on the front of it.
I want that.
You can have that, but you can also have something else, but I haven't chosen it yet. It's going to be something more, lesbian friendly.
Because I mean,
there's no point. You know who you are by this stage and, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm at that point in my life, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
You're coming up to... You'll know in 10 years or 15 years when you get to my stage. So you'll know. But
in 20 years,
because you're in the prime
20,
of your life.
Yeah, prime of my life, yeah.
Oh, sorry, 20 years,
I've reassessed what prime of our lives are. We're both in the prime of our life. It's to do with a feeling. It's to do with, you know, and also if we just go around saying it enough, surely you've cottoned on from me today. If you just go around telling everyone you're in the prime of your life, it just makes the new prime numbers, you know? What are prime numbers? It's me, it's you, it's hello, it's fresh.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Well, lucky for you, it's the end of the podcast.
Lou,
it's been so nice to talk to you. Oh, what a treat for me. lovely
and for
to
me.
And for you. Lovely to see you. And I'll see you in a car park gig soon or something, I suppose.
I will, and I'll be wearing lip gloss, I promise.
Please,
next time. Because this has been unfortunate for you to have to witness.
But, stay safe, stay lucky, and I'll see you soon. So that was Jen Brister, You're Mine Sister. I just said that because it rhymes to have a bit of fun. Anyway, if you want to follow Jen Brister on Twitter, she's very funny. She's at Jen Brister, and Brister is BRISTER. If you want to follow Jen Brister on Instagram, she's Jen Brister Comedy. Of course she is. And get her book, The Other Mother, so you can support your local bookshop. OMG. Did you know that Jen Brister has got her special is coming out on Amazon Prime and it's called Meaningless? How exciting! Get her book, watch her on Prime, have a nice time. You can follow me online. It's pictures, it's words, it's at Cuddle Club Pod. I'm not doubting myself. I'm telling you that's what it is. And that's on both platforms, if the platforms are Instagram and Twitter. And remember to CC everybody in, if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.